Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
I'm going to guess Disney's interpretation of the Nutcracker will do big business leading up to the holidays?
It should. I mean, it stars Morgan Freeman and Helen Mirren, so you've got a cast in it that revolves around a story of a young girl trying to find a key that her mother has left for her that will open a precious gift. However, it disappears into a parallel universe of the three realms. But they've got a journey into the fourth realm, and that's where the evil Queen Ginger, Helen Mirren, rules. And that's what needs to happen to sort of reset the world to its normalcy.
I wish Mother was here.
When Christmas comes, we must do our best to enjoy it.
I don't want to enjoy it.
You must miss your mother terribly.
Follow your ribbon. She left you a present.
Where am I?
Our world needs you. Have you come to save us, Clara?
Me? My mother told me everything you need is inside.
You are very much your mother's daughter.
Bohemian Rhapsody, getting a lot of talk. It looks fascinating.
Yeah, a lot of controversy. It's changed main actors. It's changed directors. There's even thoughts of whether it would actually get made. But it is the true story of the rise of the band Queen. Freddie Mercury, played by Rami Malek. He is amazing. They rise to one of the greatest bands ever, culminating in the performance at Live Aid. It's quite a gripping show, and the performance of Malek portraying Freddie Mercury is worth the price of admission.
No one will play us on the radio.
We need to get experimental.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
What on earth is it about?
Scaramouche.
Scaramouche.
Galileo. And all that Ismila business.
Bismillah.
Bismillah.
Don't misunderstand. It's rock and roll.
And also opening at Galaxy, Mr. Bean's Rowan Atkinson brings his Johnny English character back to the big screen.
He's brought back out of retirement and into service because, unfortunately, the identities of all these secret agents have been revealed, and it's now up to the old-fashioned Mr. Bean to figure it out and save the day.
English Prime Minister Johnny English.
I'm not sure I've ever met a man quite like you.
You haven't.
Can I just ask, what is wrong with you?
Ow!
Did you or did you not burn the Côte du Roc restaurant to the ground? And did you fire a missile at a peloton of French cyclists?
Well...
Before commandeering an open-top bus and tossing the tour guide off the top deck?
All right, you got a couple of premieres over at the Movie Mill. Tell us about Juliet Naked.
Yeah, this one sounds great. It stars Rose Byrne, and she's stuck in a relationship that's not going anywhere, but she discovers a song from a long-forgotten indie rocker played by Ethan Hawke. He plays the role of Tucker Crowe, and his song sort of brings her back to life, and it's a comedic love story that is very high-rated on Rotten Tomatoes. It looks great.
A teen crime drama called Assassination Nation.
Yeah, it's sort of a modern-day Salem witch trial. So every darkest secret is put forward by an anonymous hacker, and it's just bizarre and ridiculous, but these four girls sort of take matters into their own hands. It's quite a violent film, but an interesting premise.
And you're also bringing First Man and White Boy Rick.
Yeah, First Man, of course, is the Neil Armstrong story. It's really quite well done. And then White Boy Rick is a true story starring Matthew McConaughey. He's a blue-collar worker. His son is enlisted by the FBI to go undercover as a drug informant. He becomes a drug kingpin, and then he's dropped by his handlers and serves life in prison.
While watching a movie a couple of days ago, I saw the trailer for the Grant Fuhr story. This one looks really interesting.
Yeah, that one's going to play for 3 days next weekend over the Remembrance Day weekend. It's called Making Coco, the Grant Fuhr story, and pretty much every major NHL star is in it. It's a true story. It's a documentary. It just looks amazing, and we look forward to a great crowd.
All the trailers and showtimes are at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. And as always, thank you for your time.
Thank you, and we'll see you at the movies.